The Minister of Community Safety, Albert Fritz, notes with grave concern the backlogs in processing of DNA by SAPS's Forensic Science Laboratory, or FSL, and the pressure it places on policing service delivery, particularly in finalizing rape cases. Minister Fritz said, "It is my understanding that the Standing Committee of Community Safety, in terms of Section 2069 of the Constitution, will invite the Acting Provincial Commissioner and Divisional Commissioner for Forensic Services to unpack the causes behind these delays and provide a report indicating its performance in terms of DNA analysis since the beginning of 2019 to date." Minister Fritz added, "As a provincial government, we are continuing to drive the implementation of the safety plan. Through the Western Cape Recovery Plan, which aims to halve the murder rate in the province, it is necessary for the administration of justice that all systems which lead to the prosecution and conviction of offenders work at an optimum. We have been ravaged by gender-based violence and femicide for far too long, and it's high time SAPS took action." In August 2020, the Department of Community Safety received a report from the Western Cape Police Ombudsman's Office with regards to a complaint of poor service delivery by a local Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Unit, or FCS. The complainant indicated that she had opened a rape case at SAPS in question, which was investigated by the FCS. The complainant provided information to an officer with details of a witness who could point out where her stolen property was sold. This information was allegedly not followed up. According to the complainant, the case docket was additionally struck off the court roll due to DNA results which were outstanding. The WCPO's preliminary investigation found that although no inefficiencies could be detected with the criminal investigation conducted by the members of the FCS unit, that the criminal case reported by the complainant was provisionally withdrawn by the public prosecutor in the court in question on 11 February 2020. This was due to forensic report which was outstanding on the scientific investigation conducted on the DNA samples by the FSL of SAPS in the Western Cape. The preliminary investigation has since been conducted. The WCPO has advised that on the premise of the evidence gathered, the matter cannot be resolved. Minister Fritz said, "While we have followed up on the recommendations in the Western Cape Police Ombudsman's report, it is saddening to note that my ministry and department has received numerous complaints related to such cases being stalled or struck off the court roll due to backlogs with the SAPS's FSL in processing DNA." In line with the Western Cape Police Ombudsman's recommendations, Minister Fritz wrote to the chairperson of the Standing Committee of Community Safety, Cultural Affairs and Sports on 5 October 2020. "On the same day, I referred the report to Minister Tele," said Minister Fritz. It should, however, be noted that on 13 November 2019, Premier Wendy also wrote to Minister Tele, as the FSL was unable to process DNA due to an unavailability of agents. At the same time, DNA had reportedly not been processed for 6 months. Minister Fritz said, "It must be noted that Minister Tele failed to respond to both letters, clearly indicating how little concern he has for the issue of GBV and femicide, and further, his unwillingness to address the service delivery complaints within SAPS, which further include the identification and storage of decedents and vetting of SAPS personnel. When presenting their 2018-19 annual report, the National Forensic Oversight and Ethics Board noted that the board was facing crippling challenges in respect of procurement of buccal sample and evidence collection kits, as well as the awarding of maintenance contracts. This resulted in a significant decline in the number of cases registered and finalized. Towards the end of 2017-18, the board noted a worrying downtrend in the number of buccal samples taken from suspects arrested and charged with Schedule 8 offenses. The FSL reported a compliance rate of just 12.7% in the fourth quarter of 2018-19, a 40.4% decrease when compared to the same period during the previous financial year. This sharp decrease can be directly attributed to undue delays in awarding of bids for procurement of consumables and evidence collection kits, as well as maintenance contracts for equipment. Minister Fritz said, "This backlog results in critical leads being lost in rape and other sexually motivated crimes. The shortage of rape kits means that rape survivors often experience secondary victimization, as they are not only attacked but denied their rights to justice.